Town meeting day in Vermont is coming up in less than 2 weeks, and a number of candidates are running for the 4 open seats for the Burlington City Council. 2 candidates seek the East District seat, the incumbent and progressive challenger Jack Hansen. A community organizer and jazz musician, Hansen identified affordability and climate change as key issues when he announced his campaign. He tells WAMC's North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley he's been following politics for a while and believes things can be done better, especially at the local level.
I want to do a better job than we have been at addressing key issues that are really affecting residents of East District and residents of Burlington more generally. And I've focused much of my campaign around housing issues and around the issue of climate change. And doing everything we can as a city to address both of those things. And that's been my biggest motivation, and that's what I would really like to lead on if I was elected. I feel that there's a lot more that we could be doing, so I'd like to help drive that.
Jack Hansen, in reading your announcement for the run for city council, you sound like you do have concerns about gentrification and affordability,
sure.
And you just sure. mentioned housing. How sure. would you reverse that and still keep Burlington vibrant and moving forward?
Yeah, so I think one of the biggest things that we need to be doing to address the high cost of housing is to really put more pressure on UVM. Not only in terms of housing a greater percentage of students, thereby, you know, decreasing the demand for housing in Burlington, but also bringing down the cost of the dorm rooms, and also to work with UVM to facilitate the creation of more housing options for students that are more affordable. Your other question, too, about gentrification, I think it's definitely complicated. I think you want to improve your community and you want to, you know, make your community livable and beautiful. And as you do that, you want to make sure that you're addressing the, you know, the rising cost of living that comes with that. And I think that's something that was done really well under Bernie Sanders and under progressive leadership in the 1980s. You know, we've done all these things that have really improved the city and beautified it. But what we've gotten away from is putting in enough protections on the other side to kind of make sure that as we do that, we're not pricing out too many people. And right now, I think we're at a point where we're really pricing a lot of folks out of Burlington.
Climate change is also one of your priorities, and Burlington has always thought of as a very green city and very progressive along those lines. How would you address climate issues differently than what the current council and administration have done without making the city less affordable?
We've made a lot of progress, but we do have a long way to go. Our heating and transportation sectors are almost entirely powered by fossil fuels. And if you look at climate science, you'll know that we need to drastically move away from fossil fuels in those sectors by 2030. So that's exactly what I would push for, partnering with Burlington Electric Department. We're in a good position, but we're still not on track in terms of what the science demands. And Burlington has an opportunity to really lead the way and move more quickly than others, but it's going to require us to continue to really focus and push. So I think there's a whole lot that we can do and that needs to be done that will both save us money and create jobs locally and address climate change.
Jack Hansen, what is your long-term vision for Burlington?
Yeah, my long-term vision for Burlington is maintaining a community that people love and that thrives and that, you know, has a strong art scene and cultural scene, and making sure that the things we all love about Burlington, we're able to hold on to while also moving forward and really celebrating and encouraging diversity, you know, making sure folks from all walks of life are able to live here comfortably and happily and to really be a leader and an innovative on issues like climate change. So I think it's about creating a livable city and an affordable city and a diverse city. And it's also about having impacts that go beyond Burlington.
Burlington East District Progressive Jack Hansen faces incumbent Democrat Richard Dean in the town meeting day vote March 5th. Interviews with other city council candidates are at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.